Hi ladies, it's me, Carmen. Philippians 2:3 says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself." Do you ever struggle with putting others first? Are you ever a little selfish? No, never, right? Okay, maybe not you, but I struggle with it. I do it every day from the moment I wake up. If you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from His love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and one purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God has elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I'm an Air Force wife. Part of the Air Force motto says, "Service before self." This part of the motto really stuck out to me about 7 years ago when my husband was a military training instructor, also known as a drill sergeant in other branches. I had just started Military Wives Fellowship. The group consisted mainly of MTI wives. Our husbands were great examples of service before self. They worked long hours with no weekends, no holidays. They trained the future Air Force basic trainees. They gave up sleep, family time, their basic needs, hobbies, and any free time to serve our future military airmen. It was a hard time for the wives as well. We gave up our husbands, the central unit of our homes, to serve right alongside them. Never doubt the important role you play, military wives. Every time you trade time with your husband, you are serving. Here in Scripture, we see this beautiful example of Jesus. He was God, yet he chose to humble himself to human form. He had the highest position, yet came to lay down his life for us. He died on the cross for my sin, for your sin. Can you imagine that kind of service? Honestly, I can't. I have never been God, obviously. I have never held a high position. But I do know what it's like to be in a leadership position. And I'm not just talking about at church or work. I'm a mom. Motherhood is a type of leadership alongside my husband. What if serving others was a little more simple than we make it out to be? I'm not talking about holding board positions. What if serving others was just putting others' interests, desires, or needs before your own? We do this as military wives when we kiss our husbands goodbye as they go and serve our country. We put the needs of the military before ourselves. As mothers, we daily put the needs of our children above our own. Ask a young mom when the last time she went to the bathroom by herself. But how is our attitude when we're doing it? Are we doing it as unto the Lord, as a way to serve the Lord? Maybe you're not a mom. How can you be like Jesus to others around you? Can you put your husband's needs before your own? Maybe it's just a friend or a coworker. How can we think better of others? Jesus knew our sinful state, yet he died for us while we were yet sinners. Maybe your kids, husband, and friends are little sinners too. Be like Jesus and start thinking of others as better than yourself, better than myself. Choose to see the best in others. Jesus had every right to put himself before others. He was God in human form. He had all the right answers. He never sinned. He knew everything. Yet, here we see his humility to lay down his life for his friends. See John 15:13 for the reference. In the end, every knee will bow before him. We will never be Jesus, but we are called to be like him. Sanctification is a process of becoming more and more like Christ and less sinful. It's a process and it takes time. The grace you would like others to extend to you, extend to others as they go through the process of sanctification. Until next time, keep thinking of others as better than yourself. Service before self, ladies. From one military wife to another.